This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by FeedTheBirds.com. Bird seed delivered. Raise your hand if you've been told to add Epsom salts to your gardens. Yeah, me too. A listener recently asked me about using Epsom salts. Thank you, Dawn, for a great idea for a Garden Bite. There are varying opinions as to the wisdom of using them. First, I need to explain that Epsom salts contain magnesium, so I will debunk the notion that Epsom salts will prevent blossom end rot on tomatoes. Can't do that because blossom end rot is a lack of calcium. In fact, adding too much magnesium to your soil can actually prevent adequate calcium getting into your plants, making blossom end rot even worse. So far not so good. But what does magnesium do? It allows plants to better take in nitrogen and phosphorus, two elements they need. But if your soil doesn't need it, why add it? So therein lies the issue. You should get a comprehensive soil test before adding any chemical, even the good stuff. I did read in one article a sentence that said, basically, why not try it? Because you should know why it's a good idea or not before trying anything in the garden. I just talked about garden myth-busting a couple of weeks ago, and people still feel the need to apply wound dressing. Remember, we're always learning. That's a cool thing about gardening, the continued discoveries of science as well as old and young gardeners. I have a link from gardenbite.com to a lot more information on the garden myth of using Epsom salts. While magnesium is needed for plants to grow, it is a minor nutrient, meaning they don't need much. If you're new to feeding birds, FeedTheBirds.com is the go-to place to learn all about feeding them and keeping them healthy. FeedTheBirds.com bird seed is blended daily and delivered right to your door. Skip the middleman and get the best blends to attract the birds to your backyard. That's FeedTheBirds.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.